20-some years ago, she climbed down from the scaffolding in front of Douglas Elementary School, and I think she had a bandana, probably a big sun hat, and it was a hot day. And she walks up to me, and the only thing brighter than her blue eyes was her smile. And at that moment, I had met Mago Gandara for the first time. Oh, you were working on La Niña Cósmica.
That's wow. Right. That's very interesting because it connects with a mural in Juarez. At that time, I was doing the Niña Cósmica to give praise to the beauty of the children that come from usually Juarez or Mexico that still have their culture, their little faces, their way of being. Mm-hmm. They call me Miss Mago.
Miss Mago.
And very polite. And then some lady from Juarez, who was my neighbor, came up and said, well, why don't you do something for us, too?
Oh.
So, as if, you know, you just do murals any day. But this was a marvelous opportunity to do a full mosaic mural. Mm-hmm. Up till then, I had just done some mosaic at Valle Verde, some at Sol.
Mm-hmm.
But this was a full mosaic, and the title of the beautiful child.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere in the world, cosmic.
I remember you're saying at the time that I met you that La Niña Cósmica was meant in part to give the children reason to look up mm-hmm. as they were walking into the school. And it's worth visiting that campus just to see that mural, which I was fascinated also by your technique. Tell me about what you use to make these huge murals.
Well, the exciting thing is and was that for the first time as an artist, I'm speaking about an artist as a muralist, that I would have material.
Mm-hmm.
Before I would just use found material, which is okay. But the Junior League helped sponsor me and helped buy the glass.
Oh, nice.
And so I had two students from Bowie,
mm-hmm.
whom I had treated at some little summer project in that area. And I began training them. And one of them, Edgar Dominguez, and his sister, Rocio, they had just come from Aguascalientes. So see, we see get all these connections.
Yes.
And Edgar cut all the glass by
wow.
hand for that mural, thousands of pieces. But I had the privilege of using beautiful glass.
Oh, well, it's an absolutely stunning project. Again, completed, I guess, in 1993,
That's
believe.
Right.
Yeah. Let's drop back to your earlier days. And for those who don't know, Mago, I love it, means magician in Spanish. Your given name is Margarita.
Margarita,
but
that's right.
Mago has definitely stuck. Where were you born? And let's go from there.
Okay, I was born in El Paso. My father was a revolutionary cristero who was doomed to be killed by the firing squad in Mexico City for his actions and reactions and whatever political problems. But he had a lot of protectors here in El Paso. And so he had to go to Rome to beg pardon from the Pope after he was trying to defend the church. And he went to the shrine of Santa Margarita. At that time, one of my brothers was born at Hotel Dieu under armed guard. Because it was very much like it is now in Juarez, very violent times. And he prayed at the shrine of Santa Margarita. I have three young sons. I want a little girl. So when he came back from those terribly depressing times when he was excommunicated, almost executed, and then he must have made beautiful love to my mom because she came forth with twins.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I had a twin brother, Luis Ramon. And he named me Margarita for the prayer he made. So I'm very proud. I feel like I was really wanted.
Oh, no kidding. You were asked for.
I was asked for.
Oh, how sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And so how did you end up living in Juarez eventually?
Well, I have this thing that my father and my grandfather and my family, we have this love of Mexico because I'm a Mexican-American.
Mm-hmm.
And the culture, the whole beauty of it, the energy of it. And I just wanted a place like most artists do to be quiet with space, with adobe hut. And after I had done the Valle Verde mural at the community college, that's what I did. I chose to finish my internship as a solar artist in Juarez.
A solar artist.
A solar artist, yeah.
How does one define solar art?
Because I used adobe facing south with an overhanging roof where the sun is in the winter, enters, and in the summer is shaded by the overhanging roof. And then, of course, adobe is a great insulator.
Oh, your passive solar construction, basically.
I created it, everything from a land that was nothing. Nothing.
Oh, how pure and sweet. That's lovely. So this is your jacalito that you nicknamed Qui?
Qui.
Qui.
Because the land is from an ancient temple, Aztec temple, called Cuicuilco, a holy temple.
Ah, right at the base of the Juarez, West Juarez Mountains.
Right, right. Oh, and the street is Cuicuilco. But Manuel Acosta said that sounds like tickling. Let's just call it Qui.
We are talking with muralist, sculptor, arts educator, and just a fascinating woman, Mago Gandara. We'll be back in just a moment to start our story off again with why she left Juarez.